When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. So go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that, of course, will then allow all of the great animal stuff I post to come up on your timeline, and so you won't miss anything. And you'll be able to see the great photographs I got this morning. Not only did I get Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon, who are in the studio with us today, but we got Kathy Southwick and Prescott, our call screeners. The only one we didn't get, well, we didn't get two. We didn't get me, because I took the picture, and we didn't get Mike, because he's always working. But you can see a photograph of everybody. I got a great picture of all the Accutonic forks and the bells, Tibetan bells and bowls and stuff. So you can check all that out at Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And, of course, as I said, I guess you've figured out that it's a harmonic energy shifting day today with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. As always, though, keeping us on the air and everything flowing smoothly would be our production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. I figured we'd get everybody into the conversation here before we talk about our experiences with the weather this weekend. Rounding out the table here with me and Mike would be Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
And then behind the glass in the moodlit studio would be Kathy Southwick, our associate producer and lead call screener. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing real good. Thank you.
All right. And then, of course, we have our, well, my personal fountain of youth. And my favorite guy, teenage guy, that would be Prescott is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
Love that voice. And how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm also good. All right. So I thought we'd just start out today to talk about the storm that didn't happen sort of around here, but did in a lot of areas. So, Mike, anything happen in your neck of the woods over this weekend that was supposed to be so bad?
It was a non-event.
A non-event for you. And that's because you're in the main Seattle area.
Yeah, there just wasn't any wind. No sustained winds. Some gusts. But there were some people that lost power over in the Montlake area and up towards Lake Forest
Park. That's right, I saw that.
But those are isolated areas, and it's just, it's probably an anomaly. Something fell down.
Well, I have to say,
or something.
Yeah, and of course,
could have been much worse.
The Monroe Salton area, and we did have some winds, but nothing kind of out of the ordinary of what we often get this time of year. But the big thing in my neighborhood, I don't know about yours, Mike, but I've had since, as of this morning when I left, and it was still raining, lightly, but it was still raining, I've had 4.5 inches of rain in less than, and since Friday midday when it started raining to this morning. 4.5 inches.
And that was the worry with the saturated soil and heavy leaves that haven't fallen down. Mm-hmm. Winds, strong winds, sustained winds, and big gusts could have been just devastating. And yeah. It's not like the storm wasn't bad. It was there. It just took a different track and went up the coast.
Well, and I understand there's have been some real problems in Oregon, some parts of Oregon, and then on the coast.
In Northern California.
And, so there are some folks that are still without power, and there have been some downed trees and so forth, but it didn't hit our central metro area here.
Clean those gutters. That's the one thing that people can do, at least in urban settings, is clean those gutters out. It really helps. It really makes a big difference.
And
you can reduce urban flooding.
Yeah, well, I have screens on mine, so...
I meant the gutters in the storm system.
Yeah. Well, I can remember that when I was living in the city. In Laurelhurst, when I was living and taking care of my dad after my mom died, there were a few times when we had big rainstorms and no one had cleaned the leaves off of the drains. And it floods pretty easily and fast when the water comes down. I remember one time that I don't remember as a child there being that much rain, so I think this has to do with the climate change, but there was like a river coming down the big hill in Northeast 41st, and... you needed boots for a while in that storm. But in my neck of the woods, the biggest problem was lots and lots of rain. Of course, I'm high up, but I haven't heard of any flooding going on right in our local areas. I'm not sure how Salton is faring, but I haven't heard anything about that. And I made a point of getting out and getting all the leaves cleaned up out of the way before the storm hit, and now of course it looks like I haven't done anything ever because it's absolutely covered again. But that's kind of normal for this time of year. So June and Paul, you guys reside in the Everett area, right? Mm-hmm. And you were kind of a non-event as well.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we've seen worse winds than that. I mean, we had a few little gusts, but nothing to be very alerted by.
And we went out for a walk this morning about 5:30, and there wasn't even much debris, on our path. And usually after a big windstorm, there'll be limbs down like that, and it really wasn't much of anything.
Certainly was not a monster storm. It was not even a mini monster storm.
Yeah, and there's often debris along the roads out in my neighborhood as I'm coming in, and there wasn't much to speak of. I mean, like I said, my ground is covered with leaves and stuff, but they've got to come down anyway, and I just assume they all come down.
We had trees come down more last year, and a lot of that stuff that happened, there were a bunch of the trees that came down near us, but this was like nothing.
Well,
close.
We're going to come back to something with you guys, but I wanted to check in with Kathy and Prescott. Kathy, you're in on the east side, in the Sammamish area, right?
Yes, close to Issaquah.
Okay, so how was the weather in your area?
It was windy. There were mostly just small branches and lots of leaves down. But other than that, it was pretty uneventful.
I had a couple of flash power outages, so I had to reset clocks a couple of times. And the second time I reset, I didn't. I set my radio Clark alarm. I set instead of whenever I reset it, if it was AM, I set it to PM, and so forth. So Saturday morning had a long and all day workshop at the Ananda Community in Linwood for the Hatha Raja Intensive class I'm taking, and my alarm didn't go off, of course, because anyway. So I did find out Saturday morning, from the moment I wake up, how long it takes me to get all chores done and animals taken care of and dressed and out of there. And so that was a real interesting experience. And I have to say that because of that, the all-day workshop and so forth, and then Ananda had the big international dinner last night at the yoga hall in Bothell, Freeman, the co-spiritual director, made a great call. I think he had has a more accurate weather source than our local TV and radio stations, and he decided not to cancel any of the events, which was a great call because, like I said, it was a non-event. So anyway, let's get that microphone over to my fountain of youth, Prescott, because I think Prescott's down in the south end. So Want to know how did you guys have any storm down in your neck of the woods?
It was mostly just rain and wind.
Okay, and what, you're down in the Kent area, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so just rain and wind, no big deal, no power outages and that kind of stuff where you are?
No.
Well, all right.
Uneventful.
So I guess we're all grateful that it wasn't as predicted. I kind of had a chuckle last night on the 11 o'clock news because I generally watch the Como news and the weather, and which I had been paying close attention to because of the events I had to go to yesterday and getting into the show and so forth. And, you know, there was just major hype of of how horrible this was going to be and the storm of the century and the worst in 10 years and all that sort of thing. And then last night on the weather, and I'm spacing the gal's name that does the weather. I like her very much, but I'm spacing her name, so I apologize for that. But she came on and described, you know, well, the storm really didn't happen. And she said, now, of course, we talked about this could happen if the storm, you know, dialed down and went farther to the west. And I just had to chuckle saying, you know, I've been paying real close attention. I never heard you say that. And so maybe they said it to themselves or someplace else. But I kind of think, like I was talking about it with Riemann at Ananda, and that, you know, it just seems that there's just the news to get ratings, they just amp everything up. And then that made me think of kind of news in general. And I don't know, you know, how often you guys check your phones for news or you're watching news on TV or something, and you see the headlines of like, it's, oh, this big, huge thing happened or is going to happen or whatever. And then you click on the story or you wait for it to happen. It's like nothing. So I think we have to keep that in mind, that a lot of things are hyped up for ratings that aren't necessarily going to happen.
Yeah, because, you know, they keep us worried about stuff, then we'll keep tracking them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's interesting. I always, going into storms like this and stuff, I talk to the weather angels and ask, you know, for the weather that I'd like related to what's going on and all of that sort of stuff. And it works very well. But I happened to be down at Whispering Dragon Center on Friday with Jude and Paul. And Jude, you told me what you were doing.
I was just dialing it down.
Well, yeah, you were using a virtual wind dial to dial it down.
And kind of sort of seeing it move in differently and like that. But mostly I was working on volume, because everybody seemed to have the storm track down. So I was like, okay, let's just dial it down so it's a no deal.
Well, and as soon as Jude said that to me, it was like, oh, well, I never thought of doing that. So I, in addition to talking to the weather angels and stuff, I started dialing it down too. And I always, of course, tweak things and do what feels right to me. So I pulled up the weather dial for my property, and I dialed down the wind and locked it. And then I dialed it up for the specific north and everything. And I just dialed it down everywhere and locked it on in there. And now I'm working on dialing down the rain dial. And
yeah, we can work on that.
Yeah. So once again, reminding you all, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And whenever there is something going on, if you put your mental energy into the worst case scenario and worry about that, you actually help it to happen and be worse. So it's always important to think positive.
Everything's connected to everything. All vibration is interconnected. So the more we believe the worst case scenario, the more we're likely to experience it.
Yeah, and of course, that's what a big part of what you guys teach.
Yep.
And so it's really important to remember on these things. I mean, look at the kind of the panic that ensued for a while, building up to the storm. My cousin posted on Facebook a picture of Costco and them rolling in the generators, and she said, you know, she took a picture to post on. She says, and they were all grabbed and taken before I even, you know, got this picture posted, and so, well, of course, there'll be a lot of people out there that are better prepared for the next storm and have generators now, but panic and worry is not the way to go.
The way we succumbed to this was we went out and bought a $15 battery-powered radio so we can case the electricity went out, we could, you know, track the weather.
Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, I prepared also in that I got, I think, on Monday, I just got a little ping to charge up my you know, the lights that my Weta lights that I use if the power goes out, and so I listened to that voice and got them out and charged everything up and you know and placed all my candles in their places for their winter placements.
Well, I think that to do, you know, do what you're inspired to do in preparation is a really good idea.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but then, you know, then you're prepared and then you can let go.
But not to do it from a point of fear. Right. It's just that obviously it's fall going into winter. These things happen. Power goes out from time to time. And now I'm ready. You know, all I have to do is grab my little lighter thing and go around and light the candles and put on my Weta lights and I'm good, but they're all ready to go for the season. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And
just doing it from a place of preparedness and groundedness and not, oh my God, now what's going to happen?
Right. And then seeing what you want to have, like we said, seeing the storm dial down and you know, stay out of the area.
And we really, I mean, you know, we've had enough experience with playing with this set of stuff that we're pretty confident about it usually.
Well, yeah. Me too. That's the other thing. The
it's the feeling.
Well, the stronger the will, the feel, the intention makes a difference as to how effective it is.
Right.
But I have to say, as you, I've had so much experience with this now in my lifetime that I absolutely believe it without question, and that I think also makes a difference.
Yeah. Because the belief is the vibration, and the vibration is the. You know, is what steers things.
And what did I post? I posted something on my personal Facebook page, I think, this week or last week, and a pretty picture that said something like, if you don't believe in magic, you'll never find it.
Right, you'll never experience it.
You'll never experience it, or something along those lines. But that's kind of true. I mean, that is true.
It is true. When people accuse us of magical thinking, we say thank you.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't see things if you don't know that they're there. And if you haven't, you know, if it isn't a part of your consciousness.
Right.
But once you're told about it, then of course you can see it or know that it's there. So, okay.
Well, and you can be purposeful about that, including things and not including things.
All righty then. So if you haven't figured it out, it's a harmonic energy shifting day today with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show, and that means you can call in and get free remote sessions with Jude and Paul, and they can work on you or your animal friends. Both of you, they can work on physical, emotional, or energetic issues. They can clear you or your home or your business or your property. And there is, of course, no issue with distance when we're dealing with energy. So you can call in about all those sorts of things. And, of course, we talked to a lot of folks last week that Dr. Nails did remotes on that I've asked to call and check back in, let us know how they're doing and have you guys take a look at what's going on now. So we'll look forward, hopefully, to hearing from all of them. I don't have much, just a smidge of follow-up. Now, all the animals in the news stuff is on Facebook, and we'll get to current events sometimes today. I have it scheduled for the end of the second hour, about 10:50, but if we're busy on the phones, we'll push it to the third hour. But at some point, we'll get to current events, and then sometime today, we will do our missing link giveaway. And as long as you haven't won a contest on this show or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days, and you're 18 years or older, you are eligible to participate. So I'm going to give you phone numbers now, and if you'd like to call in and get into the queue, you're welcome to start calling in now. We've just got to officially start the show here in a moment and take care of advertisers, and then we will get to phone calls. So local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime throughout the show, we will get it in the studio here to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Yeah, we've been on the air for a while, but we haven't officially started the show, and we do that every week by honoring the saint that has guided my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And it is that time of year, October, when we do the blessings of the animals, and you may have had those things going on at your church and in your area. We do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I'm ready to begin here. We start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Okay, now we're going to do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. In case you haven't heard about this, this was begun by the spiritual directors of Ananda Worldwide quite some time ago. And months or a year or so, I don't know. But the bottom line is that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing these affirmations on a daily basis around the world. And thought directs energy, and it is definitely making a difference. Now, there are two affirmations. And if you want to participate doing this at home with the rest of us Anandians, you do the first affirmation for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. Then you do the second affirmation 3 times. And the first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So I'm going to do them out loud here, and you are welcome, if you're in a position wherever you are, to repeat them out loud with me, and you would like to do that. I welcome you to do that. You can repeat them silently in your head, or you can not participate at all. It's totally up to you. So here we go with, and the radio version, we do each affirmation 3 times. Here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And we are now official. Cool. All righty. So we are going to take care of advertisers here in just a moment, but I want to just do the smidge of follow-up is to let you know they've got to be on Animal Planet gearing up for the new season of My Cat from Hell.
Yeah, because they've been running
it. Yeah, they're running reruns now at 8 and 9 p.m. on Animal Planet on Saturday night, which you know, I enjoy watching. You know, the reruns, the shows are so good. So
yesterday
you were watching
it was
them
on
too,
for
huh?
Much more of the day. There were many.
Yeah. They actually were not in the TV schedule that I have that I check online. And they had, you know, the vet shows and stuff, but apparently they've been doing kind of a My Cat from Hell marathon.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they were on throughout the day. Yeah. So you can look for them. They usually do that as they're gearing up to the new season. Now, they haven't sent out any promotions yet, and Jackson hasn't sent out any promotions yet on the new season, but it's got to be coming up relatively soon because they're catching us up on all. But they're just so well worth watching. If you have cats, and especially any kind of issues, particularly with inappropriate urination, defecation, that sort of thing, that's a very common thing that's done, but also relationships between cats in the household and fighting and integrating cats and that sort of thing. He does a lot of those kind of cases.
And he also does a lot of figuring out the resonance that the cat's having with the human's imbalance.
Well, there was the good one last night. Did you see the one with the mom and the daughter and the feral cat that was doing well until mom moved in? And
I think I saw that one last season.
The cats are very sensitive and do pick up process and reflect back what's going on with their humans, and there's a lot of that you see in the show.
Yeah.
And Jackson does really a pretty good job at addressing it. Sometimes he sneaks in the back door with stuff, but he gets the job done. And so anyway, it's a great show. So that's the follow-up that I have. And then I want you to check out Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Just a ton of great animal stuff, videos and photographs. But my favorites, the last one I posted last night is just the cutest picture of clouds that look like Pooh Bear. And I mean, it really, it is like somebody really intended these clouds to be a Pooh Bear. It really is great.
I know.
So I really loved that one. I love the there's a video of some scuba divers that are in the ocean, and they're filming a humpback whale breaching. Oh man. And I've posted some neat videos of whales breaching in the past, but this one is taken from in the water very close.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
I just showed it to Jude and Paul before the show, and it's very powerful. So you're going to want to see that. There also, I reposted, because it came through my timeline again, a bunch of stingrays breaching, and then it's like they're flying and do belly flops, and it's really fun to watch, but there's just a ton of them doing that. There's a wonderful video of a little lovebird, I think, that's playing with an empty roll of toilet paper, and the owner holds it, and the bird crawls in and then rolls around in the toilet paper and then comes out and then crawls back in and rolls around. It's really hysterical. And then you go down, another favorite of mine this week is it's got to be an Irish parrot of some kind, because the Irish is standing on top of, I think, the speakers, and they turn on an Irish jig type music, and this parrot just goes nuts. But he's really doing an Irish jig, and it's so funny. So some really, really good entertaining stuff. And then on the other side, there's a lot of elephant stuff I posted this week. Some great videos of elephants that have left zoos and compounds and being transferred, and their delivery at the Tennessee Sanctuary and so forth. And there's some bamboo stuff, which we will be catching up on the first Sunday of November. Aline Fortgain from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants will join us, and we'll find out what's going on there. The news is not good with bamboo, and she could really use your love and prayers and support at this time. And so there's that's kind of the balance of the whole thing. There's a number of elephant posts, but some really great stuff if you check that out. Okay. All righty. Phones are starting to fill up, but there are lines open right now. Oh, I'm so glad. You know what? I had hit about this. Looks like our first caller is Christine down in Oregon. I've been wondering, Christine, where you've been, because we haven't heard from you for a while, and I haven't seen you much on Facebook. So I'm glad you're calling in, because I wanted to know. I just wanted to hear from you to know that all is well. So a couple lines open. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. So everybody stay right where you are. We're taking care of our advertisers. It's the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and we're going to get right to the phone calls as soon as we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a harmonic energy shifting Sunday. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here. And Jude and Paul, you work privately in the office with clients and patients that come in for... Gosh, you do chiropractic, you do acupuncture, but mostly you're doing sound healing and energy mm-hmm. work with the Acutonic Forks and mm-hmm. and so forth. And you've got some specials going on you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, from now until the end of November. That's if you call in and schedule. You don't actually even have to be coming in then, but if you call in and schedule by then, $20 off for new clients or for remote. And remember, if you're an existing client and you refer somebody, tell them to make sure that they tell us that you referred them, because then you will get $10 off on your next session for our appreciation of you sending people.
Cool. So $20 off for new clients or remotes through November.
Yeah.
And $10 off if you refer someone and they mention you. So, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All righty. We're ready to get rolling here. So how about we head to Oregon and welcome back to Animal World, Christine. Good morning, Christine. You're
good
live
morning.
With Jude and Paul. Hey.
Hey. The wind really hit central Oregon pretty hard.
Well, I'm wondering. So is Bend central Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
what?
It's desert.
It's that's right. You talk about it being desert-like there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So what did you experience with the storms?
Well, I was trying to give some of the horses shelter in their shelter because the wind was blowing the rain into their shelters and getting them all wet.
So, and this is at the equine rescue that you volunteer at, right?
Yeah. And because my thumbs are really arthritic right now, I can't wrestle a blanket onto a horse and tie it, because you know all the ties and buckles and whatever.
Right, right.
So instead what I did was I put the blankets over the fence so they have one area and then tied them down.
Oh, so it would kind of block the wind and the rain, you mean?
Yeah, in one section. And then in one of the areas, it's under a cover, but it used to have a tarp giving at least half their inside area dry, and it's not there anymore. So I climbed up in the wind and the rain and tried to wrestle that sail
wow.
and tie it. So,
did everybody come through it okay at the rescue? And
yeah, I was there this morning, and the horses are very calm, collected, except the donkeys. They heard and saw me, and they were hee-hawing.
Would that be
Larry and Louise?
Larry and Louise, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I snuck a carrot to them. I was just checking the water trough. I try to check the water trough in the morning and at night because people tend to forget them.
Uh-huh.
Forget, you know, some, not all of them. They see the main ones, but there are some that they keep forgetting. So I like to go out and just reassure myself that, you know, everyone's cool.
Well, it's a good thing they have you to police everything and make sure everybody's taken care of. So what can Jude and Paul help you with today? You, your animals, whatever?
With my hands.
Your hands, okay.
Because they hurt so much.
So you mentioned your thumbs, but is it also your whole hands?
Yeah, but the thumbs are what keep me awake at night. So
oh, okay.
The joints and the thumbs, they hurt the most.
All right. And both thumbs, correct?
Yeah, but primarily the right.
Primarily the right one. Okay. And Jude's getting some forks ready here, tuning in.
What?
Looks like she's starting with an ohm fork, and what is that, a new moon?
Yeah, kind of opening up one of the extraordinary vessels, the Yangchao extraordinary vessel. Just kind of help, you know, getting energy flowing through the area.
Now she's tuning in again, and
I think you know, I'm feeling Venus here a little bit with kind of the bone stuff, kidney.
And when he says Venus, he means the Venus
just
fork.
Locally, or?
So she's,
yeah, I think locally, and also on. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is that Pluto? Pluto and Venus?
No, that's Sedna.
Sedna. Ah, yes.
Yeah, Sedna. Sedna's a Inuit. She's not actually a goddess, but she's kind of the part of the Inuit myth. And one of the things that happened to her was that she had her fingers cut off by her father and the villagers that, and she sank into the ocean because she was trying to escape from a evil man that her father married her to. And so she, whenever we have hand or finger things, we bring in Sedna energy, because Sedna's for, kind of, among other things, for helping heal hands.
Oh, I'll have to remember that.
Well, actually, we actually have Martha do something for her thumbs.
I was wondering if you were going to mention it, because if you weren't, I was.
We're actually going to sort of suggest that you create a virtual Sedna mitten that you put on, especially at night.
Yep.
To support and to bring that energy in to your hands. So just like kind of knit the energy of Sedna into a mitten that you just put on your hand.
Yeah, and you can sort of just go online and it's Sedna, and just kind of look what the myth is.
Sedna.
Sedna.
And okay.
Then, yeah, Sedna. Sedna.
Kind of get a feel for the myth a little bit. It's and I mean, if you're not familiar with Inuit culture, that's fun to look into also. There, those northern native peoples are really amazing.
So now you're getting a smaller bowl here. But Christine, I use my I have two sets of Sedna. I have a set of virtual Sedna mittens, and I have a set of virtual Sedna driving gloves, because I too can have some problems with the ligaments and in my thumbs, and it's almost non-existent anymore, but. If I sometimes with on the right position on the steering wheel, I'll feel it a little bit, and I immediately activate and slide my hands into my, virtual Sedna driving gloves, and then the Sedna mittens I put on at night before I sleep if I'm having any issues, and then during the day if I feel it in either thumb, I put on the Sedna mitten, and it takes it away right away.
Yeah, the other thing is in Martha's sessions is we have a big Sedna gong, and she puts her hands up in front of the gong, and we strike the gong, and then the
vibration is phenomenal.
Yeah, vibrations go in, and that really makes a big difference. So, I think that Jude just did Venus and Saturn. There's from a Chinese medicine point of view, we're kind of looking at the kidney energy as underlying, because the kidneys rule the bones and the joints and so forth. And then Saturn has a effect on the skeletal system as a whole.
I'm actually picking up a pattern from, it's like an intergenerational pattern.
Uh-oh.
No, not uh-oh. just like so.
I thought I cleared those out.
Well, it's not a big pattern, but it seems to be related to the hand thing. And so if I go back six generations, mother's side, female relative, and just
had it.
Just take that.
She
so
had,
what I'm
had arthritis.
So what I'm seeing is a pattern that looks a little bit like. Like a three-pronged fork. So what do I do with that pattern? It looks like I want to take the fork and stick it down so that it's pointing downward into, looks like a pot with dirt in it, so that it's just sort of sticking up.
Huh.
And doing that with that pattern kind of releases the energy of that pattern. We're just going to do a couple of ohm for it.
The other thing that I'm getting with the three pronged thing is the Neptune trident, and I think Chiron with that.
So yeah, that dissipates the pattern. So then we can take that clear pattern and bring it forward into, through all of that generational patterning, and just bring it back into present generation. Do a little bit with Saturn to bring it, just it's not really time, but it's generational stuff, and a little balance, another sort of high frequency.
Yeah, a little bit over the Chong with those high frequencies too.
Yeah.
The Chong extraordinary meridian also has to do with intergenerational patterning. So.
And I'm going to add some Nibiru to the mix for like a new matrix.
It's interesting when you said, Christine, I thought I had moved all that stuff out. It's kind of what I mentioned earlier in the show when I said sometimes if you don't know something's there, you don't see it.
Yeah,
and I know that you have worked with Robin and Matthew.
No, never with Matthew.
I thought you were on the air. I thought I heard you on the air one time driving. I was listening to the show driving home. I thought you. I know I heard you. Yeah, on the radio show.
I can't remember working with Matthew.
Yeah, I remember because you told him too. You said the same thing to him. Is that? Oh, I thought Robin and I had worked through this. But anyway, nonetheless, is that I know in the past from doing work with Robin that she sometimes didn't see things if she didn't know to look. But as soon as she was aware of something, then she could find it and see it. So, you know, you may have cleared out a lot of stuff. You just weren't looking for this pattern or, you know, just didn't see it.
Yeah. Sometimes there are layers of things that, you know, like you clear a layer and it seems like there's a space and then something, you know, resurfaces a little bit. And sometimes it's so much less intense that it's not something that grabs you, but it may make a physical manifestation or a dream manifestation or something like that.
It's like that peeling the onion, the layers. You peel off some and then you get to more layers.
And it's just an opportunity to dump another piece of that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were working on Cancer at the time.
Well, so you may have, you know, released patterns related to that. So this is, you know, more layers. So you got another bowl this time, a bigger bowl.
Ooh, big bowl.
Well, no, you got the little bowl and you got the medium bowl. Now Jude's tuning back in again. Something else came up.
Jude, I think before we end, whatever you're going to do, before we end, we need to do the Pua, give her a little more sudden energy from the Pua.
Oh, we get to do the ferry boat, Christine. And here it comes.
Yeah, the Pua is actually, even though it's a Hawaiian instrument, this one is tuned to Sedna energy. In fact,
I didn't know that. That hasn't come up before.
Yeah, it has a Sedna logo on it, the glyph on it.
Oh, is that kind of S sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now you're getting the Tibetan bell.
Tibetan bell is for going back called pre-heaven in Chinese medicine. It's the state of undifferentiated oneness. So it's getting back to source and where all those entanglements don't exist.
All right. So sounds like we're good.
We're good.
All righty. Well, Christine, you'll have to let us know how this works, and remember those virtual Sedna mittens and driving gloves.
Yeah, when you say virtual, what do you mean? Because when I went on the internet, I didn't see anything for Sedna gloves.
No.
Just the goddess.
Well, because those came from Jude.
These are you create it with your imagination and your consciousness and just slip into them whenever you need to.
Yeah, so that's why I call them virtual, because you're doing it with your creative imagination and just seeing them and putting them on. But I don't imagine you'd find anything online about them, because this is Jude and Paul came up with this idea for me.
Yeah, this is something that just sometimes spontaneously things in sessions, things come up, and when they're that odd, we always trust it.
yeah. So what they really were suggesting is that just that you learn more about Sedna and the story of Sedna and that sort of thing, and then you can call on her energy. But you make the gloves with your imagination.
The other thing you'll find and you'll like, I think, when you read about Sedna is that she also has a real strong connection to the wild animals.
Especially the
perfect
sort of northern animals and the water animals, the seals and the dolphins and all of those.
In fact, when they cut off her fingers became the dolphins and the whales
and the walruses.
Yeah, it's a fascinating, you know, mythology type thing.
Yeah. So just knowing more about that helps you to infuse your own mittens and your own gloves with that kind of energy.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. All righty. Thanks for calling, Christine.
You won't find them on Amazon.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks for all your help.
All right. We got to take care of advertisers before we run out of time in this hour. So, Sue, hold on to your line. We'll get to you next. Right now, we're going to take care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, October 16th, by request from you, the audience, we are going to do a special astrology question and answer on the air. With us will be astrologer Mark Dodich from Portland, and he and I will be answering your questions about all things astrologically. We can't wait. Don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, and listening to our advertisers and promos during the break, did you hear the Jupiter Rising Show? And that's this afternoon, Mike, at 2 p.m., right? Talked about Mark Dodich being on as her guest and doing call-in astrological questions. And I just wanted to, for those of you that don't know, I recognized his name right away because Mark Dodich is the astrologer that does the regular column in the New Spirit Journal online. And so he's very, very good. So, boy, I'd say if you're available this afternoon, tune in here to 1150 KKNW and listen to the Jupiter Rising Show. Call in for astrological reading, you know, with Mark. And it's like I said, he is well respected in the field and does the New Spirit Journal. We also this hour have heard from about our New Pro supplements. Remember, it's New Pro, N-U-P-R-O, newprosupplements.com. Check them out. My animals are loving the New Pro supplements, and all five of my cats love the New Pro nuggets for felines, and Robbie loves the dog supplement, and he's on the hip and joint, and boy, it is really great. And if you've got picky eaters, I'm using now the New Pro supplement for dogs for really picky eaters that we need to get on regular eating schedule. You just put a little bit of the New Pro in there, and boy, it makes a nice little gravy, and they absolutely love it. Also, if you need a good odor neutralizer, my choice, anti-icky poo, and it is the best on dog and cat urine, especially cat urine. Ask your vet or go online to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find links to all of our advertisers on the homepage of MarthaNorwalk.com. Check out Vicki Draper, the Healing Your Animal Specialist, using her crystal essences a lot with clients, and they are some of the most effective essences that I've found. And Northwest School of Animal Massage over there on Vashon Island, and satellite schools around the world, and their distance learning is phenomenal online. And of course, they've got great classes and all kinds of great stuff. So check them out, nwsam.com, the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island. All righty, there we go. Let's get back to the phones here before we have to close out our number one, and we're going to Bothell and Sue. Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, how's everybody?
We're good. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm okay. I still have that tingling in my face.
Okay, now I think Jude and Paul, you did something for Sue the last time you were on, and I know Sue, Dr. Nels worked on you last Sunday,
right.
And I think he picked up something in your neck as well related to that. Did you notice anything, any difference after he did some work on you?
No, not really. I mean, it's so subtle that I can't say I noticed a difference.
Okay, I think you said that after Jude and Paul had worked on you the first time, that it got better for a while, but then came back.
Yeah, less often.
Less often for a while. I don't know what you guys are looks like they're picking up something.
Window of the sky. What we're kind of picking up here, there's a set of acupuncture points, most of which are around the neck. There are a couple that are on the body, but most of them are around the neck, that are called window of the sky points or window of heaven points. And they're points that are specifically for shifting patterns that may have arisen out of old psycho-emotional patterning, old spiritual patterning that gets locked in the neck. And I still think the tingling stuff that Susan's experiencing are coming from some kind of a neck pattern. And I think we addressed the kind of the back side of the neck more last time, if I remember correctly. And this time, these are more on the...
So you're going to do the front side.
Well, we're going to do the front. Time. We'll do some on the back, too, because some of these are on the back. And we usually don't do... more than a couple of them at a time on body, but we can do the forks off body, and certainly remotely here we can pick up kind of all of them or most of them that help to balance and clear the stuck energies.
So can you describe the part of your face that you most feel this?
Well, it varies. My ear.
And it's on one side, isn't it? Which
the left side.
Left side, that's what I thought.
Side,
yeah.
And it's around your ear?
Ear and above it and next to it and down to my jaw sometimes.
Okay.
So there's three in the front of the ear and especially the Sanjiao one, I think.
Now, that brings up a question. While Jude is working, she's using the Om and New Moon. That's kind of open up things. I'm wondering, when someone is in the area, do you feel it makes a difference if they come in and get worked on in person or remotely?
Well, sometimes the, doing it physically, in the office, people connect to it a little bit more. I mean, the energy shifting happens regardless of whether you're remote or whether you're in person, but mm-hmm. for some people it kind of settles more into more deeply because of unconscious belief systems that say, well, somebody needs to do something, physically. Mm-hmm. In that case, I think it can be helpful. The other thing is that feeling the forks and hearing the bowls in person and the gongs in person really helps to shift people out of old patterns, because it creates different, you know, delta, alpha delta brainwave states, sometimes even theta brainwave states, and shifts people into what in matrix energetics they call non-ordinary reality, or altered states of consciousness, mm-hmm. I guess, which then help you kind of let go of the patterns, especially when something's been going on for a while. It can help you kind of shift out of it more easily. So yeah, sometimes doing it in person can be more effective for a lot of people.
Well, and I was also thinking too, I mean, if it's neck related, if Sue were able to get into Whispering Dragon, I mean, Jude could check her out chiropractically, sure. too, for those subtle adjustments and so forth. So that might be something you want to consider, Sue, is coming down to Seattle to work in person with Jude.
So I did the Yang Chow also for the side of the body, and I did a little bit of Dai just for balancing sort of liver stuff, and now I'm doing kind of local for the neck with Saturn.
Okay, and we are up against the clock because we're already over a little bit, so I've got to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. So we have Sue hold on, and you can continue. And,
yeah,
and we'll, okay, so Sue hold on, Deanna hold on. We'll get to you guys after we turn the hour around. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues until noon today. Phone lines are open right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.